Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now to discuss the threatened change of the Senate filibuster rules in the face of the Republican determination to neutralize the new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and to block the nomination of Richard Cordray to head it is Micah Hauptmann, who is the Financial Policy Counsel at Public Citizen, a national nonprofit consumer advocacy organization. Welcome to Background Briefing, Micah Hauptmann.
Thanks, Ian. Great to be here.
And you were listening to Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, today gave a talk in Washington, and it looks like the showdown is coming tomorrow. So tell us what Harry Reid had to say and what you expect is going to happen tomorrow in terms of changing the Senate filibuster rules.
Yeah, well, a minority in the Senate is obstructing the confirmation of a number of nominees and impeding those individuals from doing their jobs and fulfilling the mission of the agencies that they work for, ranging from the EPA to the DOL to NLRB and now the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and Richard Cordray. And so Senator Harry Reid is sort of sick and tired of the minority obstructing and not allowing votes on a number of nominees. And there's no better example of an individual being blocked than Richard Cordray for the director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And so Harry Reid has said that he intends to draw a line in the sand. And so he invoked cloture, which is the procedural move to allow for a vote. That happened last Thursday. And tonight, there's going to be a meeting in the Senate, sort of a last attempt to find a resolution to see if the Republicans who are obstructing the nominations will back down. He doesn't believe that there will be a resolution, so he thinks that there's going to be a vote for Cordray tomorrow morning, and once the vote is not successful, he has proposed changing the rules of the Senate. And it's important to note that the rules change would only apply to non-lifetime presidential appointments, so no judges and no legislation.
So you go through the final, you give the Republicans a final chance. I mean, specifically, what's the test case here? Is it Richard Cordray? Is it the 43 senators have already opposed him, and this is their chance to either nominate him and avoid this change? Is that what the test case is? Because if they were more pragmatic and less ideological, so Republicans could agree to whatever this particular vote's about, then the threat would go away, would it not?
You're right. Cordray is a test case, and it doesn't appear like they're going to pass the test. So Senator Reid seems like he's going to take it into his own hands and force a vote. And what that would mean would be to change the current supermajority, 60 votes out of 100, to a simple majority, 51 votes.
So what's your sense then of why it is that the Republicans in the Senate have drawn a line in this sand over Richard Cordray? Because it doesn't even feel as if the banking lobby are really that upset about this. This feels a bit like what the House has been doing, taking 38 votes to repeal Obamacare. They've just got the bit between their teeth and they simply won't let go. What's your analysis of what motivates the Republican senators?
I think that's a really fair comparison. The CFPB is the brainchild of Senator Elizabeth Warren. It was created in the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act in 2010, and it was created to bring fairness and transparency in the sometimes shady world of consumer financial products and services. And those are products and services that affect consumers daily, from credit cards to mortgages to private student loans to auto loans. And they can involve unfair, deceptive, abusive acts and practices, the types of predatory tactics that helped cause the financial crisis. And so the CFPB was a real win for consumers, and the 43 senators who are pledging to filibuster Cordray don't have a problem with Cordray himself. They've actually made glowing statements about him. You're right that he's won praise from all sides of the aisle, Republican and Democrat. and including consumers and bankers. So you have Senator Tom Coburn, who's one of the most conservative individuals in the Senate, who has said, I think you've done a wonderful job in carrying out your duties. And you have the president of the Mortgage Bankers Association, who has said that Cordray has been very inclusive and consensus building. So there's been a lot of support for Cordray as a person, but they don't like the agency. And I think all you have to do is look to a quote that Senator Mitch McConnell, the minority leader, said only a few months ago when speaking in front of a Wall Street crowd. He said, if I had my way, we wouldn't have the agency at all. So really, this is an attempt to obstruct and stop the agency from doing its job. It has nothing to do with Cordray himself.
And, of course, the way that the Republicans stop these agencies being effective is that they change it from a bureau to a commission so that they have more control over who they appoint to the commission and have a greater ability to paralyze the commission, which is what they've been doing with, you know, the Wall Street watchdog group, the Commodities Futures and Trading Commission, for example. When they say they want to reform all of these government commissions, that they're basically saying that we want to have cost-benefit analysis and all of this stuff, but the real motive is to essentially castrate them.
That's exactly right. They're using the nomination process to relitigate Dodd-Frank and, in effect, hold Cordray's nomination hostage for concessions that they couldn't normally get. So the reality is a vote to block Cordray is really a vote to cripple the CFPB. And the stakes are incredibly high. If the CFPB doesn't have a director, it's not as effective as at protecting consumers as it would be if it had a director. And the way the law is written, the Dodd-Frank law is written, is the CFPB only has authority to regulate banks. And it would not have authority to regulate non-banks if it does not have a director. And so then you could misregulation of payday lenders and debt collectors and credit reporting agencies and mortgage originators and those areas of financial products and services have been problematic recently. So they need to be effectively regulated.
And again, I'm speaking with Amarika Hauptmann, who is a financial policy counsel at Public Citizen, a national nonprofit consumer advocacy organization. So, in effect, what the Republican senators are trying to do to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is what they've succeeded to do at the behest of the NRA to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. That bureau has not had a leader for, 6 or 7 years now, and that has been a deliberate tactic on the part of Republican and some Democrat senators who carry the water for the NRA.
Yeah, I mean they're trying to exact concessions.
Right, but isn't it a similar case that if an organization doesn't have a head, it's a great way to cripple it?
Exactly.
So, what's your sense then, having heard Harry Reid make his speech and lay down his gauntlet today in Washington? And as you say, tonight there's a last chance vote. And then tomorrow they'll put forth Richard Cordray's nomination again? Is that the vote tomorrow morning? And then we'll see whether the Republicans are prepared to filibuster it?
Right. So tonight is going to be an informal meeting with between the senators to try to see if they can find some sort of resolution. Tomorrow will be the formal vote, tomorrow morning. And it looks like Cordray's is going to be first. So it'll be interesting to see how the 43 senators who have pledged to obstruct his nomination, how they react tonight and how Senator Reid reacts tomorrow.
But assuming they don't, they're not smart in the sense that they, well, just give in on Cordray to stop the rule change that Harry Reid has threatened. Assuming they decide to make a test case over this and they've drawn their line in the sand, will it mean then that a whole bunch of people that haven't been confirmed will get confirmed? Because Mitch McConnell is saying that they basically more or less confirmed all but five of the White House's nominees. Is that accurate? I mean, are we talking about only five people here? Because I know the real backlog is on the judiciary side, and this new Senate rule change does not affect the judiciary, does it?
This rule change would not affect the judiciary. You're right about that. And my number is at eight nominees currently being blocked. So it's the EPA nominee, the Environmental Protection Agency, the Department of Labor nominee, Cordray, and then five bipartisan nominees to the National Labor Relations Board. So all have been blocked for extensive periods of time.
So we don't know whether, in other words, if they gave in on Cordray, is Harry Reid prepared to issue the same threat on the others? That's what I'm curious about.
Oh, yes. He was very clear this morning. I went to a talk that he was at Center for American Progress, and he said this applies to every one of them. So if there is any nominee that is blocked, then he is prepared to change the rules.
So, again, just in closing, Micah Hartman, it's not clear who's really pushing this, is it, in industry, perhaps on the other nominees. But in the case of Cordray and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, I mean, Wall Street wants the Dodd-Frank bill to be eviscerated. There's no question about that. But specifically this new agency, nobody seems to have a bad word to say about it. That's what sort of the disconnect here I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, you're right. Everyone has praised the Bureau, from bankers to consumers, both sides of the aisle. Poll after poll shows broad support, and in fact, just while I'm talking to you, I got an email that has a new survey out from the Consumers Union, which says 74% of consumers support the approval of a CFPB director, and 55% of respondents said interrupting the CFPB's work would harm consumers. So there's really broad support for the CFPB and Cordray. And yet there's a minority of senators who are, you know, using the nomination process to obstruct confirmation and weaken the Bureau and effectively stop it from doing its job, which is to protect consumers.
Just in closing, Micah Hartman, how much of this then, since we're trying to figure out what the motives are for the Republicans drawing a line in the sand on this issue of Richard Cordray and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and prepared to filibuster it, and that will then bring about this threatened rule change that Harry Reid has laid down the gauntlet on. Is it because they don't like Elizabeth Warren? I mean, Elizabeth Warren is definitely somebody that stands out in that Senate. She's not beholden to big money. She really seems to be a champion of the average American. Is she that hated that they're willing to go to the mat to get back at her? I'm just grasping at straws here, but what's your reading on it?
I can't speculate as to their motivation regarding Senator Warren, but it's very clear from what those senators have said. They do not like Dodd-Frank. They would like to, as you say, eviscerate it, and they especially don't like the idea of the CFPB. And so I think we should just look to Mitch McConnell's quote when he said, if I had my way, we wouldn't have the agency at all. So it has really nothing to do with Cordray and everything to do with them not liking a law that passed a number of years ago that settled and that would help a lot of Americans get back on their feet.
Well, I thank you very much for joining us here today.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Again, I've been speaking with Micah Hartman, who is the Financial Policy Counsel at Public Citizen, a national nonprofit consumer advocacy organization. This has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Martz. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon And this program is available for podcasting at ianmasters.com. You can also contact me, and I'll be back again tomorrow at 5 p.m. with another background briefing. Bye for now.